Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise, filling in for Nolan Giles. Omer Arbel is an artist and the co-founder of Vancouver and Berlin-based lighting design and manufacturing firm Bocce. Arbel's philosophy welcomes surprise and individuality in the manufacturing and design process, and Bocce's studio is testament to that. Filled with a vast array of experiments and material, this ever-growing archive spans the 16 years of the practice and offers a constant source of inspiration for current and upcoming projects. At this year's Salone in Milan, we caught up with Arbel in our pop-up studio to discuss why continually experimenting with materials and keeping an open mind is vital to his approach.
Early on, I noticed that one of the most successful works that we've had, the vision I had for it in my mind was so different than the way it actually ended up being executed for various reasons. The realities of production and the material qualities of glass and the time constraints involved. It ended up being very different from what I initially imagined, and much better. And the ways that it was better were surprising and directly related to the intrinsic chemical and physical and mechanical properties of glass. And so I was confronted by the fact that the best parts about this work were not designed. and I had to have a kind of honest conversation with myself and decide that that moment of surprise was worth pursuing. And so since then, we've structured the practice to really instigate or invite those moments of surprise from analog experimentation with materials. We only have a very vague idea of where we're going when we start an exploration, and we're ready to turn at any moment in response to those sort of intuitive discoveries that we have with process or materials. Many of the roads are blind alleys. And the only way that this works is that I pursue numerous explorations at the same time, knowing full well that only a few of them will result in anything interesting. And I also never respond to a brief. In other words, I'm always pursuing numerous explorations on my own without any kind of context or program or purpose. And we just kind of archive them as I go. And then when opportunities present themselves, we match the opportunity to an idea rather than the other way around. So we're not responsive. We're constantly making work, and the work just sits on the shelf until some of it makes sense in a particular context. The nice thing about that is that sometimes it takes decades for something to come to fruition. And sometimes I will also say that those blind alleys change after years with the right collaborator, the right piece of equipment. All of a sudden, a project that we thought was dead opens up again. For example, number one, we're developing 15 years later. It's kind of a shock, but it's wonderful. And it's relevant again, and interesting. And all the obstacles it had 15 years ago are no longer obstacles. That'll come out next year, and it'll be sort of amazing to see it again after all this time. I guess we never edit. Nothing's ever a bad idea. Every single one of them is great. We cherish every single idea, but we just know that sometimes they require a great deal of time to find themselves. So we have infinite patience. And sometimes they take very little time. Like some ideas take a few weeks, other ideas take decades. But none are thrown out ever. And it's the same with the open-ended nature of the production or manufacturing or fabrication or construction of our projects. There are no wrong iterations. We control three or four parameters, and the rest are up to the craftspeople or the material itself to interpret, and the forms that come out belong to a family of forms, or they follow an idiom or language that we establish, but they are unique and different from each other, and not a single one is edited out. I can say with confidence that we never throw out anything in any iteration. that's kind of contrary to how I came up in architecture school, and where you're taught to criticize and edit yourself. And that's exactly the opposite approach. I sort of reject the idea of editing. The physical archiving of our ideas is essential to the continuing production of new ideas. The studio becomes a kind of self-referential entity where ideas are sort of regurgitated through a constantly changing group of collaborators until they're ready. We surround ourselves with our own sort of failures and successes. And it's beautiful, I think, because the other thing that starts to happen is the pieces, the works, start having conversations between themselves, and we can make lateral connections between one technique or another, one material or another, one collaborator or another.
The designer and artist Omer Arbel there. His recent self-titled monograph is published by Phaidon and available to purchase now. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylie Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.